Czechia has a Bethlehem. No one knows when and why it got its biblical name, but it is a unique quarter of 200 years old log cottages in the town of Hlinsko. Formerly a center of pottery making and later weaving, it is now an open-air museum protected by the Czech National Heritage Institute. Vít Bohanka has the story.
Walking among the beautifully preserved and reconstructed cottages in the Bethlehem Quarter of Hlinsko, the director, Ilona Vojancová, takes me on a bit of a history tour. Living had never been easy in the Czech Moravian highlands. Modesty and frugality were a necessity rather than virtue, and that was reflected in local place names.
Hlinsko prý dostalo název podle hrnčířské hlíny, která se tady vyskytovala.
Hlinsko got its name from pottery making. In Czech, hlína means earth, and it was used for clay too. So Hlinsko is a name derived from an ancient traditional craft in this town. Even here in Bethlehem, the first houses that were built in the second half of the 18th century were settled by potters and their workshops. But as people started preferring metal household utensils, especially during the Industrial Revolution in the 19th century, pottery was no longer a viable economic activity.
Zaměstnáním těch obyvatel bylo tkalcovství, to je druhé velké řemeslo.
That is when weaving took over. The stony fields and the relatively rough climate in the highland region of the Czech Republic were never suitable for crop farming, but proved good for flax or linseed growing. So you could say that hlína, earth, and kamení, stones, are really a symbol of this landscape. People had to work very hard to make even a meager living.
V té době největšího rozkvětu, což byla polovina 19. století.
There were about 600 domestic weavers in Hlinsko in the middle of the 19th century. Those are at least the estimates from the time when this domestic industry flourished in this region. So weaving was for a long time the dominant part of the local economy, especially here in Bethlehem. There were, of course, other trades and crafts. You can find records about carpenters, even a harp maker in this part of the town at that time. There were several midwives. There were coppersmiths, shoemakers, and other such useful craftsmen.
Třeba také pasíře, ševce a další taková řemesla.
Ms. Vojancová is definitely the best guide I could ask for. I'm talking not just about the fact that she's an ethnographer by education and director of the Bethlehem Open Air Museum. She was actually born here and spent a large part of her childhood right in this part of the town.
Takže tady, když jsem procházela ze školy ke své babičce na oběd, tak si dobře pamatuji.
I used to walk through these places on my way from school to my grandmother's for lunch. I can still vividly remember what it looked like here. So, where we are standing right now, there used to be a small village square. On all sides there would be small houses, as if pressed one next to each other. And right behind you there would be a big boiler, which was heated from spring to autumn. It used to be full of a hot blackish mixture of asphalt and tar.
Takzvaný ter, a byl tady pan Dřevikovský, kterému se říkalo smolař, a on měl...
It was attended by a Mr. Dřevikovský, whose job it was to maintain the roofs of the houses. They were covered with tar paper. Mr. Dřevikovský would repair and keep them waterproof with the help of a large broom that he dipped in the heated fluid, asphalt and tar.
Ter roztíral. A to byla velká zábava pro nás, pro děti, pozorovat ho.
He was a great source of entertainment for us kids. We would follow him and watch how he went about his job. To this day I can recall the smell of the roofs in summer sunshine mixed with hot asphalt and tar. I understand that for most people it would be an unpleasant smell, but for me it's the scent of my childhood. We kids would wait for the tar and asphalt to drip slowly from the roofs. When it was not too hot, we would form small black balls that could be molded and played with them. Of course, later on, our parents were not very happy with us, since we would have remnants of that stuff on our fingers and even clothes, and it was very difficult to wash it.
Na prstech a na oblečení. Tady jdeme dál, vlastně Betlémem, po levé straně ty chaloupky, ty tak byly, ale tady po pravé straně zase byly.
As we move on, you can see three small cottages still standing on our left-hand side. There used to be other three cottages on the right-hand side that were, unfortunately, demolished. There used to be many narrow alleyways and corners where we, as kids, could play hide-and-seek and chase each other.
A pro posluchače, aby si to představili, když jsme nosili aktovky na zádech, tak některými...
Just for the listeners to have an idea, the houses were next to each other and the alleys between them were very, very narrow. When we were walking from school with our little backpacks and wanted to go down those alleys, we had to get the backpacks off and walk sideways, otherwise we would get stuck. Also, I remember a water well with a hand pump right where we are right now. Some of the locals had to come and fetch water here, as not all of the cottages had running water. It was a kind of meeting place. Older people would stand around and chat. We would run about and play with the water.
Ilona Voyantsova grew up in the 1960s and 70s when the Communist Party ruled the country. The leaders of the party were trying to change the whole society into a uniform mass of people living in standardized apartment units in concrete blocks of flats. There was no place for old traditional housing quarters such as Bethlehem. So the town communist leaders came up with plans to have the whole area bulldozed. They tried to label the locals who refused to move out as backward, reactionary, uneducated individuals who didn't know what was good for them. Luckily for Bethlehem, the communists' efforts were in vain, says Ilona Voyantsova.
Stigma rozhodně to místo nemělo. Nebyla to žádná chudinská čtvrť. Nebo...
Tak to nebylo.
There was definitely no stigma attached to Bethlehem. It was not a poverty-stricken or neglected part of town. Some of the most respected townspeople lived here in the 19th century and the first half of the 20th century. Some of them were town councillors, even one mayor was from here. I already mentioned the weavers, and some of them were quite prosperous craftsmen, even businessmen. Shortly, people who were on the top tiers of local society.
Dobře společensky situovaní. To stigma se vlastně uměle vytvářelo až od konce 70. let.
The stigma was created artificially in the 1970s and 80s. Some of the older houses were empty. They were picturesque but did not fit into the vision of a socialist town. So the first plans emerged to demolish this part of Hlinsko and build a new housing estate, a shopping center with a car park, or just rows of garages. and we had to oppose and even fight these plans when we wanted to preserve at least a part of Bethlehem.
Luckily for Bethlehem and its inhabitants, even communist countries applied some degree of landscape and heritage protection. The part of the highlands region within which Hlinsko and its Bethlehem are located was recognized by law as a special location in 1970.
V momentě, kdy byla prohlašována chráněná krajinná oblast Žďárské vrch, tak v té listině základní.
When the Žďárské vrchy protected landscape area was declared, Bethlehem was mentioned as a significant part of the local heritage. Legally, this short note in the founding documents did not mean any kind of real protection. However, the local communist bosses became a little hesitant and did not want to bulldoze a significant part of the town.
A druhá věc, která hodně pomohla tomu, že se masivně ty objekty tady nelikvidovaly.
The second thing that helped was the attention that some of the nationally recognized painters who came from Hlinsko got, such as Mirka Zichová and Bohumír Komínek. They already lived in Prague and managed to form a similarly thinking group of artists and other people interested in preserving Bethlehem. They started something we would today call a PR campaign.
Objevil se dokonce v 80. letech článek v Mladém světě, který napsal pan redaktor Velek.
Then there were several articles about Bethlehem published in some of the most prominent magazines in the 1980s. This helped to create public awareness. It was the only thing that prevented insensitive local readers from sending in the bulldozers.
Že jsem ty bulldozery neposlal.
So, the Czech Bethlehem in Hlinsko became first a part of an open-air museum and later a special conservation area. Ilona Vojancová doesn't like the word skansen, which is still often used for such an institution. She would like to see this part of her town to be preserved, restored, but also swarming with locals, not just a showcase for tourists.
Dokázala bych si představit, že ten Betlém žije tak alespoň částečně, jak si to pamatuji z dětství.
I can imagine Bethlehem as a living part of town as I remember it from my childhood. We are still trying to help it. When we prepared the long-term concept plan for Bethlehem, we tried to incorporate this idea. We are trying to attract individual small private investors. In other words, we do not want our museum funded from taxpayers' money to be the only investor. We can already see some results. Some of the construction plots that were empty were sold, and their owners can build houses that conform to the traditional character of this place. So, for example, over there you can see two replicas of the old houses that were built, but not as private residences. They are planned as a kind of bed and breakfast establishments. But we certainly encourage people to build their private residences here as well. And some owners who had been using the original houses as recreational second homes actually returned and live here permanently.
Tak dnes tady bydlí trvale.
Explains her vision Ilona Vojancová, ethnographer and open-air museum director. One thing is certain, the Czech Bethlehem in Hlinsko survived the plans to be bulldozed and erased from memory. And it is a great place to learn about the way of life of people in this part of the Czech Republic. From Hlinsko, Vít Pohanka, Radio Prague International.